the preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Hey, we're back here in the woods, folks. Not really. I live in a small town. But Paul is with us from New Jersey, and he says, Kelso, watch out. Correct me if I misrepresent you, Paul. Watch out, Kelso. You're going to get it in the ringer here. Because what if millions of people, millions of Americans are going to die, or this is going to be a really bad epidemic, and you're going to look like a fool, Kelso. Well, let me just clarify. I'm not saying, I don't know exactly what will happen, but I am saying this, Paul, is that the left has been using scare tactics on all of us patriots for our entire lives. You know, we're going to die of global warming. And by the way, I remember when we were going to die of global. Oh, and by the way, Michael Crichton is all over this. And he took a lot of heat. This great writer took a lot of heat from the left for being truthful about these things. I remember when we were all going to freeze from global cooling. Then that was put out by the left and quack science, which, by the way, is usually consensus science. There's usually thousands of scientists, so-called scientists, who sign up for this. Then that was replaced by global warming. Then global warming started to go down. And so now the current one is climate change. They're not going to commit to cooling. They're not going to commit to warming. They're going to commit to change because they couldn't explain the ups and downs that didn't follow their models. Then we had, I used Chernobyl as an example. The left uses scare tactics to control populations, to panic people. George Orwell wrote about this in 1984. The public was kept in a continuous daily state of fear and frenzy, that the enemy, Big Brother, kept the public in fear constantly. And this made the public easily manipulable. Now, what I'm saying here about this, my gosh, if it turns out to be a horrible thing like the Spanish flu of 1918, in which millions of people did die. In fact, so many people were dying that they actually piled up in the street in Philadelphia during World War One. I'm going to tell you something has changed incredibly since then. In World War One, when this Spanish flu broke out, when people got sick on the front, they piled them all into the same trucks, the same tents, the same trains. They piled them on top of each other. They were all getting each other sick. They treated them all incorrectly. It was like the hospitals and the treatment were like this Princess Diana or whatever that ship, the death ship in Yokohama Harbor, putting all those sick people together on the same boat. Now, the correct practice in modern epidemic fighting is separation. So they call it social separation. So what they're saying is stay at home, maybe work from home, don't go to school, don't get into tightly packed situations of people, which is what they have all over China, people packed in like sardines. And it looks like the Chinese government was engaged in denial rather than public health. So they weren't acknowledging that they had an epidemic, which allowed it to take root in these hugely densely packed cities of China with terrible water, terrible hospitals, terrible sanitation. So that's why this thing got bad in China, as far as I can see. And that's why we have a situation here in America. We've had one guy die. Most of the people in America a few dozen people who have tested positive for the coronavirus contracted it in China. And a whole bunch of them are actually Chinese people. They're called Americans, but look at the pictures. They're Chinese. And we have, right away, by the way, amazingly, do you know how many Chinese engineering students are in American colleges right now, Paul?
I don't know, but I'm sure Donald Trump would invite them in as H-1B visas.
Yeah, see, I've got that. I know that. I track your, you know, your love of Donald Trump. I understand that. It's one reason I'm keeping you on the phone, because I'd like to have a little boxing match here with you on the subject. No, Donald Trump doesn't want to bring in. We have right now 250,000 Chinese engineering students sucking up American knowledge, including our epidemiology, immunology, and all of our medical science. That's 250,000 Chinese taking up slots in precious slots in great American medical colleges that are not
and pushing down wages, right? And pushing down wages,
occupied by Americans, and not Chinese Americans, American Americans. So Donald Trump is not in favor of that. Donald Trump has done more to stop that kind of giveaway. Donald Trump, more than any person in the history of the world, there's no person even comes close to Donald Trump in exposing what Donald Trump calls it the greatest theft in the history of the world.
That's what he says in a campaign. But I can get the quotes where he advocates for bringing over at least Indian H-1B visas. That's pretty much established. Now, listen,
this is an interesting question.
You're filibustering. You don't let me get a word in edgewise, so I thought I'd take over the floor for a bit.
Okay. Right? Now, Paul, let me ask you a question, because, you know, this has come up before. You know, we've been, had this discussion before. It's obvious you detest Donald Trump.
Right now I do. I liked him a while ago, but right now I absolutely detest him. And if you let me speak, I'll tell you why.
No, I don't want you to spend half an hour telling me all the reasons you hate Donald Trump. But here's the thing that strikes me as weird. And you know, there aren't many people like you, Paul. Those rallies, those Trump rallies that you see with 30,000 people and 25,000 people and 20,000 more outside, those people are like Kelso. They love Donald Trump. And the reason they do is they recognize that this man, more than any man that's ever appeared in their lifetime, has done more to realize our dreams, has done more to stop the rot that we were, you know, loathing, and to rebuild, to recreate our civilization, more than any person that's ever appeared in our lifetimes. And what's really amazing to me is how there can be people out there who, when they see what Donald Trump has done, they come, as you have, to the conclusion that Donald Trump is your enemy. I mean, that's mind-boggling.
Well, may I speak now? Or are you going to
continue? Go ahead. Why is Donald Trump
your
enemy?
Well, for one, remember, he hasn't. He's finally getting around to living up to some of his campaign promises, but most of his campaign promises he doesn't live up to. He's very indifferent to his core audience and the people who elected him. He has not resolved the health care costs. He has not jailed Hillary Clinton. He's run up the debt from $19.6 trillion to $23.3 trillion as we speak.
Okay,
and here's the new one. Here's the new lie. Ready? He is lying right now.
Paul, he is one man. He puts his pants on the same way you did this morning. I assume you put your pants on. And I've got mine on. I'm not talking in my underwear. He's one man. So if you want to do a catalog of all the things wrong with, you know, when the bee stings or when the something bites, when you're feeling bad, okay, every single bad thing that's ever happened, you could go on for hours. You and I could do a filibuster. We could talk for 2 or 3 days and list all the bad things in the world that Donald Trump didn't fix for you or for me. That is bad science. That's bad analysis. You're making an impossible demand on one person. Okay. Now I'm going to ask you this, and I'm going to ask it a different way. Here's a trick question for you. Okay. So you don't like Donald Trump. We've got that. So would you please name for me, Paul? I want you to name for me the one man alive in the world today who you think is really delivering on patriotic promises for you, Paul.
Listen, I'm not the president of the United States.
No, but
he ran on
a
campaign.
Can
you won't let me answer. Are you
going
to let me speak again? Or you just, you know, as soon as I say something, you interject. Now, listen, Donald Trump, here's another one of his lies. He said a month ago on January 31st
Listen, Paul, I was offering you the microphone, but you didn't want it for this question. The audience wants to know. We know you don't like Donald Trump, and we know you could talk for hours on all the bad and evil and terrible things that Donald Trump has done. and what a perfidious, low life guy he is. Okay, we got that. So we'll just go A to Z, you know, and we'll just figure whatever it is, from astronomy to zoology, Donald Trump is wrong and he's bad and he's evil. But now let me ask you this, because what I want to expose is a feature of your psychology, an element, I believe, of dishonesty in what you're doing. I want you to name for me, if Donald Trump doesn't measure up to the Paul standard, I want you to name for me one person on this planet of 7.5 billion people. Can you find one person other than Paul himself who passes muster with you, gets an A+ for helping patriots?
Well, listen, President Trump ran I want your audience to pay attention what Jamie does. He doesn't let his caller speak. Just let me finish what I wanted to say.
I'm asking you, name.
No, you asked me a ridiculous question.
Here's what we're establishing. We're establishing that no person, Donald Trump will never be admired by you. You can't name a person who you regard as meeting your standard, your incredibly high standard of patriot work. There's no such person. You can't give me a name of any person.
I did, Pat Buchanan. There it is.
Oh, Pat Buchanan.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. There you go.
Great. Now may I speak? Now may I speak for a bit?
Now, has Pat Buchanan done more for you than Donald Trump?
Again, you're derailing my train of thought. You won't let me say what about Donald Trump?
Well, no, I won't.
Allowing flights from China.
Paul, all I'm saying is, that look, if you want to enter into negotiations to have the Paul from New Jersey radio show, we can do that some other time. But we've been on the air here for some time. You've gotten in a number of shots at Donald Trump. I don't think any of them are truthful. But you've got your shots in. I got my counterpunches in. And now I got to go to the next, you know, the next topic. But you've been on the air for quite a while, Paul. And thank you for calling, by the way. I thought that was an interesting colloquy between the two of us. All right. So there you go, folks. And I love that. I love getting into the octagon. And this is one particular, you know, type of person out there in our audience who's very small in number. It's a very tiny number of people who really, I'm assuming that Paul is somehow shares our patriot, you know, insistence on closing our borders and on, you know, restoring our republic and our nation and our freedoms. I'm assuming that. Maybe that's a dangerous assumption here. I mean, maybe Paul is actually a left-winger who's cloaking himself as a right-winger when he calls in and says he doesn't like Donald Trump. But that group of people who say, I'm a real right-winger, but I hate Donald Trump, that group of people could hold a meeting in a Greyhound bus for their whole national convention. Including some states would not even be represented, but all of them could meet in a Greyhound bus. Real patriots who detest Donald Trump, and as I say, if I could, if I dared to get on that bus and interview those people, I would be doing just what I just did with Paul, which is try to figure out what's going on upstairs. What are you thinking? And I'd ask that busload of people who fancy themselves to be, you know, hard-ass patriots who hate Trump. I'd say to them, okay, so who's your hero? You guys, okay, I'm taking names here. Okay, I got my pen out. Who are your heroes? Now, he just named Pat Buchanan. All right, well, I like Pat Buchanan. I've got several of his books right here on my bookshelf. My favorite book of his is The Death of the West, which I had heard was the publisher changed the name from Death of the White Race to Death of the West. That's a pretty nice book. And I know the lady who, not well, but the lady, his right-hand gal, who came up with the incredible numbers and statistics and data that's in that book. Buchanan's done some great books. But wait a minute. Buchanan's done more for you, Paul, than Donald Trump? Donald Trump has changed your whole world. He's changed the whole direction of your civilization. Pat Buchanan has, you know, he made a valiant effort at some things which did not get off the ground. I mean, for you to say that Pat Buchanan delivered where Donald Trump betrayed you, no, it does not. And let the audience evaluate for themselves. Folks out there, anybody that agrees with that, you know, hey, bless your heart. Now, let's go to, let me go back here to my lines here and to the news here. I just enjoy that. I enjoy getting in the octagon there and defending our guy. Oh, okay. Let me see. Murr up there in Wisconsin. Hey, Murr.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed that. I hope I didn't bore you.
That was fun. Hey, you said Murr's one too many times.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, and you know, I just learned something that Murr.
No, you drew me in.
Yeah, Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome is. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Is different from MRSA. I think it's a bacteria. I'm not sure, but. I didn't know that, but I'm very reassured because I got to tell you,
yeah.
You know, when, and this is, by the way, this is one of the points that George Orwell made in 1948. And I'm very pleased that in my family tree, George Orwell is my cousin.
Eric Arthur Blair.
Yes. Who died of tuberculosis at a very young age, untreated. He was in a damp, damp island.
He was out in the islands and he kept smoking, and he was really, he almost died in the Spanish War. And
yes,
he reported there that a lot of the battles weren't reported,
right.
But there were ones reported that didn't happen. So it's the same media.
Yes. Orwell was reporting on exactly what Michael Crichton was observing and what we observe on this show, which is in which Donald Trump, you know, Paul, just to make your point, Paul, Donald Trump has done more to expose the media as the enemy of our people than any person who ever walked the face of the earth, and not only more than anyone else. This is why I asked you to name me, you know, who's your hero, Paul. Donald Trump has done more than the next, put in any number you want, the next 10, the next 20 patriot heroes combined. Donald Trump has stood like a titan on the top of Mount Rainier and just...
Hey, Jamie, can I take just a quick adjacent little sidetrack here to the TV thing? You know how Ed Lee Scallon was? He was a 5-foot, 100-pound guy that built Coral Castle, and they relocated it all to where the ley lines were better. But he cured his own TB. One part of it was he had a bicycle made with metal wheels, and he wore metal shoes. So that would stir up electricity when he rode. Okay, that helped. And then he also would lie in the sun with blue glass, you know, blue glass bottle type thing, over his chest, because that changes the frequency.
Well,
he cured his own TB.
Yeah, let me tell you a funny one. I was talking about Michael Crichton and my new discovery here, Michael Crichton. Better late than never to discover a great mind. But Crichton, one of the things he does in this video he did with the Independent Institute is he talks about what you're referring to right there, is that various fads and hysterias and so on that the press, the media, has foisted on us. And one of them is, he says, he puts up these graphics in his talk where he shows a book that's about, you know, we're all being killed by electromagnetism. You know, we're all being fried in our... And then the next book is, healing with electromagnetism, you know, like in other words, you go 10 years later and now you we're not getting enough electromagnetism. So somebody is selling magnets. You can sleep on a sheet of magnets and that will give you the electromagnetism you're missing. And then, you know, then there's global cooling. Then there's global warming and the.
Keep me over, can you?
Yeah, I'll keep you over. We'll be right back after this break, folks.
Still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper?
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Okay, we're back, folks, and we've got some music here that the engineer cooked up. I don't know what it is. There's probably some secret significance to it. We've got Murr on the phone. And Murr, what thought of yours did I interrupt?
What's that?
What were you saying when I interrupted you?
Oh, I just wanted to say, if you remember, in 2009, after the 2008 fiasco, we had When Pigs Fly flew. In other words, and that had purple bonbons. I'm calling them bonbons. Okay.
Well,
you know, these things are overblown to scare us, like you said.
Well, yes, exactly. And this is what I hope the audience will take away here. And it's looking, you know, just the objective numbers, folks. We have one 50-something guy with other illnesses who died in the state of Washington. And we're well along now. Just to kind of make that point, when you talk about a real pandemic, during the Spanish flu of 1918, you can read medical reports of doctors in the field, out in the battlefield in Europe. They said that people would be reported with the Spanish flu and would be dead in 48 hours, and that you could actually watch the person disintegrating right in front of your eyes. And it was horrible and painful, and there were millions of people involved.
It was from animals, and what they did was have some of the soldiers. They did little experiments. They packed them in too tight with both pigs and chickens, and what this thing did was develop its affinity for younger lungs, so that people in the prime of their life were the ones that were mostly hit. Like you were saying about children not being affected with this one, I think it's because they can see the emperor has no clothes.
But. Well, we can say, what we can say more in general, neither of us being doctors, is that we can say in general, the science of public health has advanced by leaps and bounds, so that today you'll notice that the people, what is Donald Trump doing? Truly a giant, truly a hero, saving Paul's bacon as well as the bacon of all of us, speaking of pigs, in that he's isolating, social isolation. The people that have this or have come into contact with it, Donald Trump is intercepting them at the airport or not even letting them get on a plane to come here. And then if
something
they do
else.
Come here, they're isolated, they're in protected environments, they're isolated. And then another thing that's new that they weren't doing in 1918, they're doing tracing, contact tracing, so that each person that comes up with it, they are going into extensive investigation. Who did you see? With whom did you have contact who could also possibly have this virus? And then we're going to test that person, which they didn't have in 1918. So for instance, if I develop the virus, they go out and test all the people I come into contact with. They'd use kits on them to test them, and then they'd find those that test positive, and they'd isolate those people. And what
nonsense! Would this you want everybody going around everybody you know test and see if they have the sniffles? No, that's data gathering. But also with the news, fake news. Paul was saying about what's happening in China. We don't know that for sure. We don't even know where that was or when that was.
Well, no, we know a lot of people are sick and a lot of people died. We do know that.
We hear that repeatedly, and if you lie repeatedly, it's believed. So there's no reason.
You know, you look for motive, okay? There's no reason for the Chinese communist dictatorship to lie that their people are real sick and that they're dying in large numbers. That's not, they have no motive to do that. And there's no motive.
You don't know that, and I don't know that. Here, listen to this motive.
Yes, I do. I know that as much as I see the nose on my face.
We know how smart Donald Trump is, and we know that he went face-to-face to meet all the principals as soon as he got in office, correct?
Isn't that correct? Let me finish the thought, Murr. We know that Chinese industry is shut down, in large part shut down, although Paul Cook of Apple says his factories are back up and running in China. But we know that the Chinese factory production went way down. I saw people today saying that one of the evidences that Chinese factories are shut down is that the air is much cleaner in China right now, which can be seen from satellites. The air is much cleaner because the factories are not belching out the unfiltered exhaust that they've been belching into the atmosphere for decades. So, but my point is this, China is in bad shape, but America is, as Donald Trump pointed this out in his press conference, we are the number one top rated medical society in the world. We are the best prepared for epidemics of any people in the world. Best facilities, best doctors, best technology, best everything. So, and it's paying off. That is, we see one person who's dead. Now, you can't, out of one dead person who died, was already had one foot in the grave, you can't, how are you going to scare the American public with that? Sickness isn't going to do it. It's death that scares people. One dead person isn't going to do it. While you and I have been talking, Murr, more people than one have died on the streets of Chicago due to gang activity or MS-13. And more on the city of Baltimore and the city of St. Louis while we were talking. So,
Hey, guess what else?
But this is what we're seeing. And by the way, what everybody out there can do is don't listen to the, there's a bazillion people have got the, this many thousands are dead. Look at your American numbers, folks. Listen to the president.
Stocking up on goods is a good thing, though, and just take care of yourself.
Well,
I know you want to get to Kevin.
I'll talk on that right after this break. Thanks, Murr, as always. We'll be right back, folks.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
There's something happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware.
Yes.
I think it's time we stop.
Beware of global warming. Beware of global cooling. Beware of everything. We're talking about Michael Crichton, and we're talking about the coronavirus. Let's see, we've got Wayne in Texas on the phone. Wayne, how are you doing with the coronavirus?
Hi, James. Good show today. Hello.
You know, aren't you relieved to hear that what your common sense tells you is correct, that when you hear about one guy with one foot in the grave already who dies of coronavirus or complications associated with it in Washington, that's probably not going to kill half the population of Texas?
Well, yeah, I think it's not too much to be concerned about at the moment, but I'll get to the virus.
Keep your thought before I forget, because you've got more brain cells working, so you can hold a thought longer than I can. I got to say it as soon as I think it, or I never come back to it. Face masks, folks. You've seen these pictures. One sign that the Chinese, they're not running on all eight cylinders with their public health and so on. Think back what you've seen on TV in the last 72 hours. You've seen several really well-informed people like Dr. Fauci and various people with the Centers for Disease Control and Homeland Security. You've seen several people, doctors who know what they're talking about, and when they're asked about face masks, okay, I told you at the beginning of the show, I've canceled my order for 10,000 face masks. I was saying that tongue in cheek. Those doctors have got it right. You don't want a face mask, folks, unless you want to get sick. And the doctors who know the science, they make it clear. One of those stupid face masks that you see these Chinese wearing does not protect you against virus. And in fact, because you will be this very uncomfortable and it's abrading your skin all the time. I don't know if you folks ever tried to do sanding or fiberglass work or something and tried to use different forms of face masks. And you end up adjusting it, pulling it, reattaching it. You're playing with your face, with your hands all the time. These doctors say, you know how you get a virus, folks? One of the ways is you pick it up on your fingers, then you touch your face, mouth, ears, eyes, and that is the transmission route for the virus. A face mask is not going to stop airborne viruses, but you're playing with it is going to cause you to get sick. So no, don't buy face masks. They say the only use for a face mask is for those people who are really sick and who are coughing up tons of moisture particles. That will stop a lot of it, and they should put a mask on. Go ahead, Wayne.
Okay, yeah, I wanted to comment on the virus thing, but your previous caller, Paul, I really like his calls to the network from time to time, and I think he's a part of some callers that they're looking over every hill and dale and under every rock to find something to criticize Trump over, and he had a pretty good list going, but I'd like to give you my list so people can understand the bigger picture here. You know, when Trump got elected, he said he was going to take on China. Well, he has. He's brought them to their knees with their tariffs and the fact that they're hitting the customs enforcement is nailing a lot of the counterfeit stuff coming into the country. So they really developed a hatred for Trump, I'm sure, and I'll come back to that. He said he was going to help the vets. So what he's done now, he set up this Veterans Choice Program that's helped over 2 million veterans already, according to the director of that program, the government director. So he's also done urgent care centers for veterans, too. So that kind of thing helps keep families together when, you know, the head of the family is in, you know, serious medical health, can go down the road to a hospital and get a choice of what he wants for care versus having to drive 50 miles to a veterans hospital. You know, he said he was going to change environmental regulations, and the result's been tens of thousands of oil and pipeline jobs, which, again, has helped us to become the number one, I believe, power exporter in the whole world now. We've overtaken some other countries.
Keep your thought, Wayne. Let me just reinforce what you just said with my personal testimony from North Dakota. Within days of becoming president, Donald Trump took all the pipeline projects in North Dakota that Obama had derailed and all of the eco-terrorists had derailed, and he got them all going. He signed off, he okayed, he green-lighted all these pipelines and other projects in North Dakota. And Wayne, the increase in wealth in North Dakota was like within the week. You're talking billions of dollars of actual raw wealth coming out of the ground. I mean, it's like, you know, free money for our people coming out of the ground and going in those pipelines down to Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas to be refined. Now go ahead.
Sure. And the key thing that I wish more anti-Trumpers would understand is when this kind of stuff happens, this helps keep families together. It keeps communities together. You know, you can build more schools and hospitals because the revenues, you know, are much higher than they were before when we were in the Obama recession for so many years. So, you know, he said he was going to take on NATO. So what's the result of that? Now some of these NATO members are paying more of their fair share than ever before. And even Trump says a lot of these
$500 billion in 3 years.
A lot of these countries say, well, nobody ever asked us. You know, how stupid is that? Why weren't these people calling years ago when Obama wasn't asking NATO and hammering China, just letting them get away with everything? So, you know, it's such a you know, just a double-sided, or the thinking is just beyond belief, you know, for that matter. But, you know, so that's just part of the list. I think there's a couple hundred more things. So, yeah, Trump's not perfect. There are some questionable things we can maybe all, you know, pick, you know, fly crap out of the sugar bowl that he's not done right, but in my estimation, I mean, the impact has just been unbelievable as far as I can tell.
Yeah, and Wayne, to put it, to put an exclamation point on everything you just said more eloquently than I can, so why am I talking? Well, anyway, I'll keep going, is that the Donald Trump has done all of these things, and it's page after page of things that he's delivered that you and I, as you and I are very astute on the news, there's so much we don't even know about, I'm sure. He's done all of this in the teeth of a hurricane of sabotage. And I mean, for instance, Peter Strzok and Lisa Page in the FBI. I mean, I won't personalize it to you, Wayne, but I'll just use myself. How would it feel for me to have the FBI on my ass 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, using their entire resources to put Kelso in jail? What would that feel like? Folks, if that happens to you, you're dead meat. You are dead meat. There's no way you could defend yourself. And that, folks, that's what Solzhenitsyn lived in the Soviet Union, where Lavrenty Beria and his FBI, his KGB, and the Lubyanka prison, when they went after a mere citizen, that person was toast. Their ass was grass. They didn't have a chance. And we have, when Donald Trump was sworn into office on January 20th, I think it was 2017, that's where you and I were, folks. We were living in a country where we didn't have a chance. That FBI that came within a gnat's eyelash of taking down Donald Trump, and they're still trying. They're not done. They came that close to taking down Donald Trump several times. And it ain't over. That FBI, if it decided to take you on, you're nothing. You're a gnat. You're a mouse in their crosshairs. Federal prosecutors, this is another area where America, when Donald Trump was sworn in, America had completely gone off the rails. We have an out of control army of rogue federal prosecutors who pride themselves on the fact there are many of them who've never lost a case. Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it, ladies and gentlemen? Isn't that great to have federal prosecutors who've never lost a case, who have put hundreds of people into prison for interminably long sentences? Does that make you feel safe? Don't. What that means is that you live in a country where when you find out, you get that paperwork in the mail that says you're being prosecuted by a federal prosecutor, just get your underwear and your toothbrush organized because you're going to prison. That's not a free country. And that's the country we lived in. And that's the country Donald Trump, pretty much like by being the man on the cross himself, he is the man with the toothbrush and the underwear who has had to face these people. And he's going to, unlike what you and I, ladies and gentlemen, can't do, we could never do it in our little pipsqueak organizations that I've devoted myself, you know, various, you know, some well-intended and all well-intended, but some of them really stupid patriotic efforts. They never had a chance. Donald Trump has, you know, he's the David that faced off with the Goliath and hit him right in the brain with that rock, that ace shot right to the brain and took Goliath down, folks. And that's why I marvel at anybody who doesn't appreciate that this guy, he changed your whole life. He changed your odds of living in a free country and that of your descendants on into eternity. He's changed it drastically. I'm sorry. Now, let me, you just got me going there, Wayne. Now continue.
No problem. Okay. And again, I don't want to take a lot of time, so you may have another call or two, but here's my observations on this Corona thing. And I'm kind of watching this real close. And here's why. We know this for sure. For the last 3 years, Trump has been whacking the Chinese, the Democratic Party, and the mainstream media. I mean, big time. They're all taking a hit. And their credibility is lower than you know what. So with this coronavirus, one thing I see is all this, concern, which it is. We don't want to see anybody hurt at all. But when you have a few thousand people die in China, you know, with their population mass, you know, again, it's like, what, two or three times ours. So, yeah, it's a statistic, but it's a very small percentage of their population. Whereas, you know, with pneumonia, I've heard that they lose 5 to 10, maybe even thousands of people per month with pneumonia, but we never hear a peep out of it. Like there's never any, you know, mass hysteria or no problem. So here's my working theory, and that's all it is right now. They're hyping this up, and all three of those organizations and entities are working together to cause a lot of grief going over the next few months going into the election. I think we're going to know the results of this in about 4 to 8 weeks of the slowdown in the supply chain like we talked about last week. If China's shutting down, they know full well that they supply a lot of medical supplies to the American medical community, and that could be an issue, as well as a lot of piece parts for so many different types of products. They are the integral part of what's being made. So, you could have 149 out of 150 parts to make a piece of equipment, but if China's held back or they're not producing that part, you're sucking wind, for that matter, unless you have tons of extra stock. So that's what I'm saying. Yes. So my feeling is we don't know for sure. It's just a theory of mine, but I would not be surprised someday if we find out there's a lot more collusion to all this stuff and the hype with the media and the Democratic, candidates all, screaming bloody murder about Trump's indifferent, Trump didn't act fast enough, You can see the narrative taking place right in front of us if you really stop and watch. So I kind of want to throw that out there.
Exactly. Now, and let me connect what you just said to another dot that the listeners to this show are constantly reminded of by me, and that's 9/11. And here's the connection I want to make, and I want to connect to something that Wayne just said, folks. How evil are these people? The people that Donald Trump has pissed off, that's not even a strong enough word. They are mortal enemies. The Red Chinese dictatorship, if you can hear President Trump say, I just had a phone call with my good friend President Xi, and he's doing a really good job over there in China. Folks, that's PR. That's called psychological warfare. You expect Donald Trump to get on national television and says, you know what, ladies and gentlemen, Red China, which is a total dictatorship, is run by this bastard Xi. I hate his guts, and I hope he gets run over by a truck. You expect a president to say that? He can't. So he has to say, I had a wonderful meeting with President Xi, and he's working real hard to contain this virus. He has to say that, folks. Put yourself in his shoes. Not because he's forced by anybody to do it, because he's forced by his intelligence, by the art of the deal, by trying to achieve a result. He has to do what he does in that regard. Now, but he has angered the deep state no end. China, no end. They have a total motivation to destroy Donald Trump. Now, here's what I'm trying to say. The same people, and it's the same people. Robert Mueller was the head of the FBI. I mean, it's actually the same guy was head of the FBI on 9/11 2001. Somebody brought down World Trade Center 7. Somebody brought down World Trade Centers 1 and 2. Somebody killed thousands of New Yorkers, cops, the best firemen, the bravest men, braver than any of us in this show or this audience, went on foot up those stairs to save people from fire in those towers because they knew that those towers, those New York firemen, I've met with them in their fire stations, folks. Those are the best trained firemen in the world, and they're trained to fight fires in skyscrapers. They are specifically drilled in the Twin Towers on how to fight a fire in the Twin Towers. So those guys going up those stairs, they knew that an airplane, they're built to take not one airplane impact, but two or more, and an earthquake, and a tornado, and a fire, all at the same time, without doing substantial damage to the building. That's how well built they are. So they know as they go up those stairs that those buildings can't come down. But there's something they don't know. Somebody, some incredibly nasty bastards, had wired those buildings with controlled demolition, and they were about to die in the most horrible death. 3,000 died in a matter of seconds, crushed. Now, somebody is so evil on this planet that they're willing to deliberately kill that many brave, valiant people trying to save other people's lives. There's nothing such people wouldn't do, including would they start a world epidemic? Would they kill? If they would kill 3,000 people, would they kill 3 million? I think they would. And so those same people, Robert Mueller, who was the guy persecuting Donald Trump? They didn't even need to pick a different person in their own cabal. They picked the same guy, Robert Mueller, as was head of the FBI, whose job was to cover up who brought down the World Trade Centers. So these people, would they use a virus to to create a world panic? Would they use their controlled media to create a world panic? Yes, they would. And they're doing it right now. But I think what the impression I'm getting, Wayne, from the evidence that's coming in is that Mother Nature is not cooperating with them. This virus is acting like other viruses, and your immune system and mine are going to be able to handle it. And it's going to peter out. That's my hope. It's looking as if that's what will be happening. But now I interrupted your thought, Wayne. Please go ahead.
No, I agree with you there because, again, if China was losing thousands of people every month after month to pneumonia, and nobody ever was panicked over that, you know, why all the hype and why all the hang-wringing over losing, you know, relatively a small number of people compared to pneumonia?
It just seems the people that are dying of coronavirus are actually dying of pneumonia.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see. I mean, that's the final end state is pneumonia. We'll be right back, folks. Thanks, Wayne.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change
folks, we're back.
And be. everything I can be.
Thanking Wayne for calling in. We got Dr. Kelly on the line in California and Tom in Utah. Hang on, Dr. Kelly and Tom in Utah. I know I'm giving you both cauliflower ears, but let me go to the president's website here. When I neglect to do that, I feel terrible because it's what it's all about. Here are some posts from the president just today. He doesn't let us down nonstop. Just, I mean, just the posts that he sent us on Twitter, just that and nothing else. Is more than I've ever gotten. Talk about my hall of heroes. Who would I name? Who's done the most for me in my patriot life? Delivered more on the table, delivered, done for me? Donald Trump has delivered more on the table in his Twitter account than all any other patriot I've ever known in my life, including Pat Buchanan and anybody else, times, and then put any multiplier in there you want. And that's just with his Twitter account. He's given me more encouragement. He's done more for me, educated me more, built my morale more than anything anybody else has done. That's just one of the things he's done. I wonder if, did he know when he, you know, when he entered into the race, did he realize how important his Twitter account would become? The, let me refresh his account here. There's so much going on here. Let's see here. Let's go to the president's account. How did I lose that? I managed to lose it somehow. Let me just research this and go to, let's go to Real Donald, because he's got a post that just went up. It's just really good. Let me find it for you here in just a second. I think I goofed right there. Let me cancel that. Cancel that search. Try again. How do I find him? Where is he? Let's search over here. Yeah, here we go. I found him. All right. Listen to Donald Trump here in the last hour. People, look. Oh, okay. Oh, boy, I've gotten so carried away today, folks. Time flies when you're really. So we've run out of time, but I feel terrible. We'll have to resume this tomorrow night. Donald Trump has a rally tomorrow night in Charlotte, North Carolina. That's going to be a hell of a rally. And that's the day before Super Tuesday, which we should have been talking about. And, you can't keep up with the guy. I kind of got sidetracked today. Mea culpa. I'll see you all again tomorrow night, and we'll laser beam in on the things you really care about more tomorrow night. See you then.
Don't stop believing.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.